She waddles through this land, pregnant with dreams of liberation, with nowhere to birth them. Her water breaks in an attempt to cleanse the rot of patriarchy, but in turn baptizes her as less than human. But this feminist understands that the power of her voice and clenched fist shall reclaim her freedom. Not yet, Uhuru, the new voice of the women's liberation movement.
It is music coming through from AKA, and this one is titled One Time. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Phumzile. It is the 9th of October, and you tuned into the UJFM Drive. Like I mentioned last week, we're going to be doing things a little bit different, whereby on Mondays, I'm going to be joined by ladies in studio. And you know what? We're going to be talking about Not Yet Uhuru. So I am not alone. I am with a couple of ladies. And yeah, we get to take over from 3 till 4, talking about different issues that are affecting women. And of course, you can interact with us by hashtagging UJFM Drive, and also we'll be letting you know how else you can interact with us. But what I like is the fact that I'm not alone. So ladies, hello.
How are you doing?
We good. I'm Naledi Chira, and I'll be hosting with the other beautiful, fabulous women. I'm from the University of Pretoria, and I'm currently doing my master's at Wits. And I'm also known as Upeyzo Mzabalazo.
Wow, she's bragging.
Yeah, and my name is Malebo Sipodi. I'm so excited to be part of hashtag Not Yet Uhuru.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a bunch of feminists,
right?
Who are here to rock things. So I am an activist and a writer, and I'll be presenting some of the shows with you. Particularly, I'm so excited to talk about these topics. Not Yet Uhuru.
And I'm Lebo Ramafoko, to keep Naledi and Malebo a bit calm. I'm the CEO at Soul City and a diehard feminist. Mm. And I'm very glad to be at UJFM to talk to women, young and old, about issues affecting all of us as women.
Yeah. And Lebo, for someone who is not familiar as to what is Uhuru, how can you explain to the listeners as to what is Uhuru?
Let me start by saying Soul City Institute is a social justice institute for young women and girls.
Yeah.
We recognize that across various indicators, young women still lag behind. You look at poverty, the face of poverty is a black young woman. Mm-hmm. You look at HIV, young people between the ages of 14 to 25, black female mainly are at risk. You look at boardrooms, you look at advancements in careers, you look at equal pay. Mm. And for us, we have been known for being in the media with our different dramas. And this is yet another way of basically using the media to bring voices that are hardly not heard on the platform to come and talk about all issues feminist.
Yes.
And that is why we started Not Yet Uhuru, because definitely it's not yet Uhuru for many, many women, not only in South Africa, but across the globe.
Yeah. Now, what's exciting is the fact that I'll be with you ladies, you know, from today until Friday.
Yay.
Now, what I'd like to know is, what are we talking about today? What do you have for us, this afternoon?
So, Phumzile, as you say, that we'll be here for the entire month of October, Monday to Friday, 3 to 4.
On a daily basis.
So every single day we'll be covering different type of shows. Mm. So on Mondays we'll be speaking to power.
Yeah.
That's basically looking at the political landscape through the feminist lens.
Yes.
And that's important because we live in a very patriarchal society and everything is looked through a patriarchal lens. Mm-hmm. And there's much to be said around women in South Africa. We make more.
Yeah.
We make up more of the demographics, you
Absolutely,
know? And so issues normally don't deal with what women want.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we are here. And today in particular, we're going to be talking about feminism.
Yeah.
Like, what is feminism to you?
Yes.
When was the first time you heard the word feminism? You know, it's an
F-bomb. Yeah.
Every time people talk about feminism, people always think about, men hating women.
Anti-men.
You are here to break up African families. So the first conversation today is around feminism. And after the break, we have Dr. Dunai, who's going to help us unpack that word, F-bomb, feminism?
Well, of course, you can interact with us. We are on Twitter, hashtag UJFM Drive. Alternatively, at UJFM, you can also send us a WhatsApp on 064-826-5800. But before we get into the topic about feminism, which I can't wait to hear different perspectives, we have to play music, right?
Yeah. Just music is for the heart.
Feminists,
right?
Like, are fun women.
And see, you should see me dancing.
Okay, ladies, calm down.
You are listening to Not Yet Uhuru, brought to you by the Soul City Institute.
It is music coming through from Andre Landsman, and this one is called Together. And before that, played Yuzano with Imizi. Still tuned into the UJFM Drive. And I'm joined in studio by ladies. And of course, we are talking about Not Yet Uhuru, speaking truth to power. And yeah, and I believe we have a caller on the line.
Of course, we've got the ultimate woman crush Wednesday, who's going to give us more clarity on this matter. Dr. Denai Mupoza, who is a lecturer in the African Literature Department at Vrede University, and she's committed to feminist, queer, and anti-racist political teaching styles. Now, Doctor, my ultimate woman crush Wednesday, please say hi to us, please.
What an intro.
Hello.
How are you, Doctor?
I'm good. I'm chaotic as usual, but I'm fine.
We are very honored to have you online. Now, to all the ones who are listening out there, just don't forget to tweet us at SoulCity_SA, and the hashtag is Not Yet Uhuru. Now, back to you, Doctor. We want to ask you, yeah, because we have a dilemma here, on what is feminism?
Of course.
What is it? Well, I think there's a, I think we need feminism, I think, because anything, any person who feels, who recognizes in another person that there's a question around gender and a question around justice that must be answered. And sometimes it takes the form of, and so feminism always has an activist agenda, because it's based on a consciousness that comes from an experience. So you can't just have it. You must at some point realize something, like have a sense of justice around the way that men and women, children, people with different kinds of different abilities, the way that we encounter each other in relation to power. You have a sense of injustice in your own language, and then you recognize it in somebody else, and that's the consciousness comes first. And then, I mean, of course, it can take different routes, whether it's activism in terms of different forms of engaging different kinds of public arenas, but also, I guess, in the sense that I'm an academic, there are academic feminisms as well, which is the way that we think about research and the way that we teach.
Now, speaking about academic, I also want to ask the doctor, Uguti, what is a feminist education? Because I know you're structured along that route, and now we want to be enlightened on what a feminist education is and what our role is as academics, the role of the university. You know, what is a feminist education?
For me, I think a feminist education is an education that is grounded in the context and experiences of the people who are being taught. So there's lots of different ways you can think about pedagogies that think about power. For me, it's about engaging with the classroom, or thinking about classrooms as where we understand different ways of knowing. Mm-hmm. A lot of the ways we're taught to think in kind of masculinist traditions, there's one person who's the authority of everything, and everybody receives. It's not simply that we're taught by an authority, but we also are taught to not trust the capacity of ourselves to think. But also that then when we learn to become authorities ourselves, that we have knowledge, the kind of conquest relationship to knowledge, where you can own everything and you can know everything.
Yes.
For me, it's about multiplying ways of knowing, multiplying our attention, multiplying the kinds of, for me, it's about an awareness that refuses to say no to complexity, because people get up, people feel like, and things, there are too many questions to ask at once, but I think we need to encourage multiplying our questions.
Yeah.
Now, let me not hog the question aspect. Let me also ask what Auslebu thinks or wants to ask you, and also Pumzile can also jump in and ask you what they want to ask you too.
Now, Doctor, we are often criticized for supporting a theory that is an African, that is feminism, right? Is feminism really an African, according to you?
No, I think that's foolishness. Then it's assumed that African women don't have the capacity to make judgments on their own lives. Mm. So for me, as I say, there are different words that we learn different words. As I say, multiply our theoretical traditions in multiplier. It's about a sense of justice. So your sense of justice feels assaulted. No one can come tell you that you borrowed it from somewhere in the West.
Yeah.
Your sense of justice has been assaulted. So the words we use, we're always going to find new words. We're always looking for new words to explain our experiences. But I think, that's just foolishness.
And Sisile has a question as well, I believe.
Yeah, thank you so much, Doctor, for being with us today. So what would you say, do we have to learn and understand feminism, even if we don't want to identify as feminist?
Do we have to learn and understand it? I think if it becomes a has to question, then it becomes, then there might be a problem. I think it helps us to understand our own. I think we can be more confident when we know more about the things we care about. So if you're interested in feminism, it might be helpful. Say I'm really interested in sexuality and I want to build my own language about sexuality because it helps me to understand something about myself or about other people. So then that becomes important. But I think I don't think it should be a prescription that you say, now you must go learn this. You know, I think there are other kinds of ways to approach.
Well, there you have it. Thank you so much, Danai, Dr. Danai. Thank you so much for enlightening us on the topic because there's so many, misconceptions around the word feminism. People alienate themselves from the word feminism because what does it really mean? And if it can be assigned to each and every one of us, which I think is the most important thing, to say my feminism as a girl from Mamelodi is also there. It also exists and it is my feminism. Now, we also want to know about your feminism there, wherever you are, in your workspace, in your schools, in your campuses, in your families, in your taxi ranks. Tell us about your feminism. Tell us what your feminism is, and nobody must take your feminism away from you. Thank you so much, Doctor.
No worries. Thanks so much.
You are listening to Not Yet Uhuru, brought to you by the Soul City Institute.
Well, in case you just joined us and you're wondering what we're talking about, it is for the first time ever, Not Yet Uhuru, whereby we're talking about different issues affecting women. And on the line, the doctor tried to share her insight as to what is feminism. And of course, when we come back in studio, we'll get more into the topic. We'll express our views as to what do we really think feminism is. And do we have feminists in studio?
Of course.
Ladies, we'll find out when we come.
15:38, and this is my label Sipho D. Welcome back to hashtag Not Yet Uhuru. I am not alone. I'm joined by Lebo Ramafoko, Naledi Chira, and Phumzile, and we are going to be the feminists who are going to mess your week up.
Yes.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 4. So before the break, we had Dr. Danai, unpack the word feminism, and this word feminism is a big word, right?
Yes.
And
yes,
it's important for us that we started with this topic. And on social media, we asked a question to everybody. When was the first time that you heard about feminism, right?
Yeah.
And I want us to think about it in studio as well.
Yeah.
When was the first time that we heard about feminism? Because it didn't just fall from the sky. Because a lot of people, when they look at me, they think I was born feminist.
Yes.
And we all started somewhere. So on social media, and you at home can also be part of the conversation. Mm. Go online at SoulCity
_SA,
hashtag Not Yet Uhuru. All right, so when did you first hear the word feminism? Satyendra Kasturi says, I am from India. Oh, hello. We have people listening from India.
Hello,
that's amazing.
India.
All right. Satyendra says, I heard it first when reading about First Lady Prime Minister of our country, Indira Gandhi. And then later heard when reading about Miss World from India, Priyanka Chopra. These two personalities personifies feminism strongly, as I understand from my knowledge. We also have 7 Junior Mavana, who says from life orientation in 2004, and we have Mamut Sisi, who says from an English teacher in 2003. Ladies, when did you first hear about feminism?
I'm not gonna lie, when I first heard the word feminism, it was, I think it was last
last year, early last year, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. and we were having a discussion in studio, and you know, the studio was filled with ladies, and they were talking about feminism, and I was like, you know, I wasn't really listening because I didn't really understand the term feminism. So I thought it's about ladies who are anti-men, you know, who are like pro-women, you know, at men are DOGs, etc., etc. And that's when I first heard of the term, and I was like, I'm not going to associate myself with people who are trying to promote gender inequality, not knowing what it really, really means.
Isn't it funny that a lot of people, when they hear feminism, they think angry woman.
Yes.
They think bra burner.
Yes.
But Malebo, we have every reason to be angry.
Yes. Exactly.
I think the idea that women must be dressed in pink, they must have bows in their heads, and they must smile. When you look at the abuse in this country, anger is a useful emotion.
That's true.
In fact, for me,
that's true.
We are not angry enough.
You.
So the idea that angry women are, in fact, it's sexism. To think that there's something wrong with angry women. We grew up with mothers that were beaten up. We grew up with mothers who were cheated upon. We are beaten up. We are cheated upon. We are not getting the opportunities that we need to get.
Yes, yes.
Anybody can feel that they can touch you as you walk around the street. So for me, the fact that as women, we are made to feel that when you are angry, there is something wrong with you.
Yeah.
That is why an 8-year-old will be raped.
Yo.
And the man can get away with it for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying feminism is only about anger. But I do have a problem with us when we say women cannot be angry.
So, Auslebo, when did you first hear about feminism?
Well, I do think I was born a feminist. But knowing the word. And I'll tell you why I think I was born a feminist.
Yeah.
I was born in a home where, between my mother and father, my mother was like my personality, a very strong personality. And the nurturer in my family was my father. And then I went out and I visited friends. And I was then told, for an example, ekhaya, there was never a thing yoguti maniphaka, this is the part for the father.
Yeah.
You know, like my father wanted to say, and we were all girls.
Yeah.
They make the decisions. So whenever I saw it and I experienced it, I was like, but this is weird, you know, because that's not my experience.
Yes.
And very soon when I went to school, I then realized, yo, in this society, there is a place for women. And I've always spoken too much. I'm Ramaphosa, father of the woods. So it would be like, no, but women must not speak like you. Oh, Jesus, that really rocked me.
You know, for someone who's sitting at home who's still confused as to what is feminism really, how do we really define it as individuals? How do we explain it to people who are still confused? Because I understand the term has brought a lot of debate. You know, every time you say feminism, a lot of people react differently.
They cringe.
How do we then define the term feminism, ladies?
I think, let me jump in quickly there. I think we are all born feminists.
Yeah.
And my logic is that when you're born,
and now when you're a baby, we are all not born feminists.
Wait, it's my level. Wait, it's in bed. Please, let me finish.
Order.
Let me finish. Order in the house, order, please. Order. You know why I say this now? Because when we are children, when we are born, we believe in the humanness of every single person we encounter. And then the world turns us around to not be, you know, to function in their society, in a patriarchal society that says boys are better, close your legs when you're sitting down, don't look at your elders in the eyes, don't speak. And then your voice also starts changing. Like when you speak to men, it becomes higher pitched. You know, like I've tried it myself.
Yeah.
Like when I speak to men over the phone, I'll just be like, hi, okay.
Yes.
But my voice is not like that,
yes,
you know.
Baby.
So this thing is in the mind that we've been taught. But I think we were born feminists because when I was 2, I really do think everyone was a human being.
Yeah. I agree with Naledi and I agree with Malebo. Mm. And the reason why I agree with both is that you are not even given a chance to choose what you believe.
Yeah.
Because as human beings, we are social beings. You want to belong.
Absolutely.
So you are in a society that at a very, very young age tells you, if you do this,
you are
we
out.
Won't approve.
Mm.
If you do that, we will approve. The things that you are told. How many of us will be woken up by our mothers during school holidays and say, yo, Osa Robetsi, why is it Okasinyang?
Ooh, we all know that comment.
Yes, you know, so from a very young age, before you even conceptualize your own thoughts, mm-hmm. you are saying, one, marriage is important. Mm-hmm. Two, I exist here to please men. Mm. And men want the place to be cleaned. Nashem every day. You know, nobody told me I'll be standing in world stages and using my voice to make good points. Nobody said, woman, you are brilliant. Everybody was saying, I did not even think, I scream like there is no tomorrow.
You are still with us, the hashtag Not Yet Uhuru Gang, and we are talking about feminism. We want your input. What does feminism mean to you? What type of feminist are you? Please do go onto social media at @SoulCity_SA, and our hashtag is Not Yet Uhuru, because, you know, we all understand that feminism is not a sisterhood, because a lot of people think that all of our feminists is the same, and it's been very clear in the conversation today that there's an ideology. Yes. You know, we are all fighting for the same thing, but we've all met feminism at different stages, and we all see feminism in our lives differently.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
but
most
of course,
definitely.
Also on Twitter, hashtag UJFM Drive. Alternatively, @UJFM, you can also send us a WhatsApp on 0648265800. And when we come back, we try to conclude, you know, with what we're talking about today, right, ladies?
Yep.
You are listening to Not Yet Uhuru, brought to you by the Soul City Institute.
It is music coming through from Ayanda Gia, and this one is titled Go Go Girl. And I know a lot of people, agree with the song, to say, yeah, girl, go, go, girl. And before that, we played you Ale Fabin with Little Hollywood. We're still tuned into the UJFM Drive. It is Not Yet Uhuru, and we're talking about different issues affecting ladies on a daily basis. Now, unfortunately, we run out of time. But before we leave the studio, ladies, I just want to go back to what something Sis Lebu said. You know, you mentioned anger in your point that you made. And do you think, you know, a lot of people use anger when trying to deal with different issues that we faced with in society?
What I was saying earlier was the fact that as women, we are expected to harm our social, our mental health, either to keep the family together or not to disgrace or discredit people. Mm-hmm. And we need to understand that that is harm on its own. Mm-hmm. When women, for an example, in their own relationships are abused, what they are advised when they are married is that you don't even discuss this with your friends. Mm. You don't tell anybody. You sit down and you either tell your mother-in-law. And in fact, in Setswana, ke Motswana, there is a proverb that says, "Libitla la mosadi ke kobogadi," meaning that as a woman, you know, your strength and your worth is when you die and you are buried by your in-laws.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, take it from the personal to the public. How many women have we lost? How many politicians have gone to women's funerals? Karabo. I mean, the list is endless. Mm. Yeah. And we have not seen the rage and the anger that shows us that women's lives matter.
Yes.
So if there is a word I never want to hear, kitaba ya gore women are angry.
Because we are not.
Because as a society, with the injustices that are happening, when you open Twitter, and I mean, yesterday, I just did not want to engage. Yes. There is a family, more Facebook, is talking about a 14-year-old girl that is missing. And even when you pray that that girl is found alive and unharmed, you do know that those stories end.
Yes.
Why must I smile as a woman? Why must I smile?
Yeah.
Why must I be happy? Of course, I'm not going to be angry all the time. I laugh. I have sex. I eat. I dance. But I don't want my anger dismissed, you know? I want to be angry because a lot of the things that are happening to women in the society are angering. Let's own our anger and let nobody shut it down. It's a mental health problem when men are telling us, or society is telling us, be nice, don't be angry.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, Auslab is talking about mental health. Yeah. And I will keep on stressing the issue that we'll be here from Monday to Friday, 3 to 4, hashtag not yet Uhuru, right? Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow, we're going to be talking about mental health. Mm-hmm. And in studio, we'll be joined by Karabo Kholeng and Tshepiso Modupe. And we'll be unpacking this issue around mental health and black women, especially.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in black women because I'm a black woman. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, this word anger is used to dismiss my activism.
Yes.
People always... When I'm trying, you know, as if my rage is not legitimate. Yes. And so we're going to tie it with mental health and see and discuss around those issues, because a lot of times people don't talk about mental health.
Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, I'm looking forward to that show, particularly because so many times we've been told to keep quiet because we are angry. You know what? We are angry. Yes, you're right. And we're going to be angry until patriarchy dies, like until we kill it completely. So you must help us. If you don't want the anger, deal with the patriarchy so we can have happy people, right? Absolutely. So we can have happy feminists who just want to throw balloons in the sky. Boo! Let's kill this patriarchy because we are all tired of anger in the country.
But you know what, Naledi, right? And whenever we talk about anger, it's as if anger defines me. And I always say, I'm not an angry black woman.
Yeah.
I'm a black woman who gets angry because of societal issues. And I think it's important for us to show all the different sides and what legitimizes our activism.
Now, ladies, in closing, I know we don't have enough time. In closing, with regards to our today's topic, which is feminism, you know, where to from here? How do we educate the society? How do we educate people who still believe somehow, you know, that feminism is regarded, you know, as anti-men? How do we teach people?
Firstly, listen to UJFM 95.4 Monday to Friday, 3 to 4, hashtag not yet Uhuru.
Of course, most definitely. And also, let's send a shout out to Lion Mama, who won. She got acquitted and the case was struck off the roll because she went there and killed a rapist of her daughter. May many more rapists die at our hands.
Yeah, but she demonstrates for me what is important. The state is really not protecting women. She had to protect her family.
Yes.
Well, of course.
Yes.
You can still interact with us throughout the show. We are on Twitter, hashtag UJFM Drive. Alternatively, at UJFM, you can still send us a WhatsApp on 0648265800. Do not forget, we have this conversation. We'll be having, I beg your pardon, this conversations on a daily basis. That is from 3 to 4, of course, in association with Soul City. Right, ladies?
Yeah, Bo.
Yeah.
Thank you
hashtag
so much.
Not yet Uhuru.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
She waddles through this land, pregnant with dreams of liberation, with nowhere to birth them. Her water breaks in an attempt to cleanse the rot of patriarchy, but in turn, baptizes her as less than human. But this feminist understands that the power of her voice and clenched fist shall reclaim her freedom. Not yet Uhuru, the new voice of the women's liberation movement.